Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Teenage Heartbreak and Depression Talks with Catherine. So let's get into it. I started this podcast when I was 18 years old. And now that I'm 21, I just realized what I was talking about really didn't make any sense because I just wasn't really actually focusing on the episodes and they didn't collide. It wasn't making any sense. So I decided to delete it and start it from scratch. So here we are. I experienced my first heartbreak at the age of 15 years old. I got with this boy. We started talking online for like 6 months. Then we met. And it was good for the remaining like 3 months. And then we broke up. I lost my virginity to him. He was my first kiss, my first hug, my first, like, you know, actual real relationship. It was real to me. And maybe to him too, you know? We were each other's first love, first, you know? And even though it might have ended poorly, I think now that I'm at the age of 21, I can say, like, it was never gonna last. Like, you'll get to an age, like, probably, you know, some of you that are listening and you're going through a heartbreak right now with someone you think is your forever and your first love. And maybe they are, you know? I'm not gonna fully cancel out that they cannot be your first love. Maybe they are your first love. But if they are your first love, whatever you're going through right now will eventually fade, and if it's meant to be, it'll happen. But if it's not, they're not your first love, baby. They're not. Like, and it's fine. It's okay to realize that and say, hey, I need better for myself. Because in the end, yes, we can care so much, put so much love into somebody else. But when are you going to start loving yourself? When are you going to start pouring into yourself instead of into others? And it's fine to realize it later on. I did. I still am realizing it. As the older that I get, I realize more and more how much I need to start caring about myself and stop focusing on other people's lives and start focusing on mine. So, he wasn't my first love. He was my first love, but he wasn't my last love. And he wasn't my soulmate, you know? He wasn't going to be my forever love. He was just one of the many loves that I am going to experience in this life. And I took it really hard. I was broken. I was hurt so bad. I cried for days, weeks, maybe months. You know, I went through a really bad phase in a bad, dark place in life during those, like, years. But I honestly think I was dramatic, too. Like, when you're young, everything feels way much worse than what it is. Like, my first time getting caught smoking weed by my parents, I thought I was going to die. I literally thought that I was literally going to die. Like, I was crying. My parents were, like, screaming at me. I thought it was the end of the world. I literally thought my parents were going to disown me. But it happens. Kids smoke weed at some point in their lives. You know, they get introduced to it. For the people that don't, I applaud you that you didn't go through a smoking weed phase, you know, like getting high. That's great. But other people do, and it's normal. We need to start normalizing shit that happens. Shit gets messed up. Like, life is not perfect. So why are you trying to be perfect? I'm sorry, you cannot be perfect. Like, even the people that we think that are perfect are not perfect. Like, they got something going on with their lives too. We all do. Maybe theirs is just a little bit more swept and kept under control than ours. But that's okay. That's fine. So anyways, back to the story. So yeah, we met at 6 months and it was great. Sometimes I look back and I was like, that was probably one of the, not the best moments of my life, but those were moments that I'm probably going to remember. Not even just being with him, but just like me experiencing new things and stepping out of my comfort zone. It was big moments for me and my confidence. And that's why I think I will remember it so much and it'll be important to me in my life, because it was big moments for me. Not because he was there. If I could just delete the of him being there, it would still be a big moment for me, regardless. And I'm happy. I'm happy I went through it. I'm happy I can share this story and say what happened, because it was fun and it was exciting and new, and it was a good time in my life also while it was happening. I think the downfall, you know, there's always a downfall, so obviously that sucks, but it was good. So we met, we had our little like just moments, and then I lost my virginity at 7 months in. Yeah, 7 months. Lost my virginity my first time. I did it with him at his friend's house. Literally. What the fuck? Like, if you guys are like 15-year-olds listening to me, sorry, I'm kind of a little sick too, so I kind of sound a little bit congested. Sorry about that. But if you guys are 15-year-olds or teenagers, like actual, you know, teenagers listening to me, please do not do your first time at a crazy wild place or like a place where you don't feel comfortable, because it's not going to be comfortable for you. Your first time is going to be scary. It's going to be uncomfortable, and just like you're not going to feel, it's not going to feel special. I think that was the biggest mistake that I made, was moving too fast and wanting to do the deed and not really thinking about it. Yes, it's not, you know, it's just losing your virginity. It's just having sex. Like, it is what it is, honestly. Like, I know there's some people where, like, religion comes into it, like, having your first time, you know, wait till marriage or do it with someone you love. Everybody has their own, like, word on it and own freaking superstitions and beliefs on it. For me, sex is just sex. When I was younger at the time, I wanted it to be, I mean, it is special to me too. It's just my first time, you know? And it's gonna be your first time too. And for the people who have experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. Your first time is always going to be something special. You're always going to remember that person. Regardless, you know. And for some people, they get that first time stripped from them. And I'm sorry. Nobody deserves to have that taken from them at all. So, fuck those fucking people that fucking take that from you. Fuck them. They deserve the worst. Sorry, guys. But even then, don't let that person fucking define you. Don't let them get the better of you. Don't. Like, you are so fucking strong. And you are so beautiful. And you're still special regardless. You know? Don't ever forget that. Don't let anybody ever take that from you. Like, don't let anybody, let, like, let them have that idea that they've taken that from you, because no, the fuck, they didn't. But yeah, do it in a place where you're safe and are honest if you are gonna do it, you know, because regardless, whatever I tell you, you know, it's not gonna stop you or like push you to do it, you know, it's on what you already have made up in your mind and what you want to do. But if you're not gonna do it, great, you know, wait until you actually meet someone that you really truly love and you know that truly loves you. And if you are gonna do it, you know, great, do it, but at least do it in a safe place where you feel comfortable at. And if you're not granted with that, you know, like, you're not blessed with that to have, like, you know, to do it at a place where you're, because I was not fucking blessed with to do it in a place that I was comfortable. I couldn't do it in my house. I didn't have money to go get a freaking hotel. My best friends were not gonna let me fuck at their house. Like, come on, that's weird. Like, I didn't have a place to do that. He did. He had it at his best friend's house. So that's how it happened. And it was uncomfortable and it was scary. And his friends were coming, trying to come in and out of the room, you know? So it was not even like, it was weird. That was a red flag right there. Like, I should have known from the beginning, like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? But, you know, it was what it was. I was young and I was dumb. And I was so eager to get it done that I fucked up a moment that should have been special. That was on me. But, you know, it happens. You learn. You live and you learn. And you learn from your mistakes. So, regardless, you're gonna learn from it, you know? I mean, it is what it is. But just be careful and be safe and please get to know the person that you're with before, you know, anything. So yeah, we did it, and immediately afterwards I felt empty inside. I felt like this was something that should have been special, you know, for both of us since it was our first time. You know, like, at least comfort me afterwards. And he didn't. He didn't hug me. He didn't kiss me. It was kind of just like, okay, we did it. All right. What's next? Where are we going? Like, what the fuck? But that's what it was. And I mean, I allowed that because I didn't say anything. You know, I wasn't like, what the fuck, bro? Like, hey, you know, love me, it comfort me. But then at the same time, I felt like I shouldn't have to tell you to do that. If you really love me and if you really care for my feelings and care that this was our first time, you would already automatically comfort me and give me that love. So obviously, the problem doesn't lie with me, it lies within you. I'm just not the person that you want to do that with, you know? I'm just not, you know, you don't love me enough or care for me enough, and that's fine. But at least let it be known. I mean, you're showing it, but tell me, you know? Let me know so I don't have to keep on telling myself in the back of my head, no, it's just that he doesn't know how to love, or it's just that he doesn't know how to put it out there or say it. He doesn't know how to express it, but he does love me. He just doesn't know how to do it. No, you just don't love me as much as I love you. And that's fine. That's fine. But that's where I should have been like, hey, I know he doesn't love me as much as I love him. So I need to take myself away from this. I need to say, all right. Well, this relationship isn't working out for the both of us. You don't love me as much as I love you. No matter how much you say you love me, you're not showing me. And I love you. I love you. But at the same time, I love myself more and I deserve better. And that's where I should have walked away in that relationship and not continue to be toxic. Because I was. Because I knew he didn't love me as much as I loved him. And I kept on putting that on him. I kept on pressuring him. I kept on fighting with him and fighting him and fighting him and fighting him. And it's like, no matter how much you fight that person, they're just going to keep on pushing away from you. The more you shove, the more they're going to push. And that's what happened. And I was not always the victim in the relationship. I wasn't. There was times where I was the problem. And I can see where I was the problem because of that reason. It's because I felt like I wasn't loved in the relationship. And I knew I wasn't loved because now, you know, I learned from that person, because it's a long story, guys. It's a long beginning of my heartbreak and the freaking shit. It was a lot. But so yeah, that happened. He didn't say anything, so we ended up leaving his friend's house, and I thought he was gonna walk me home. He didn't. He just, like, we walked the halfway marker, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna go this way, you go that way. What the fuck? Huh? All right. So I was like, wait, what? And he was like, oh, I need to go home, blah, blah, blah. We just fucked, and you're leaving? Huh? I thought we're gonna spend the whole day together. I guess not. All right. That's fine. Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. He was a kid, though. I was a kid. Now, you know, like, I was like, fuck you. You know, in that moment, it was kind of like, what the fuck? But now, looking at it, I mean, I'm still like, fuck you. But it's kind of like, we're both kids. We just did something that we didn't really fully know, you know, and we're both scared, we're nervous, we just lost our virginity for the first time, we're kind of uncomfortable right now, you know, because we just did this deed that we've been wanting to do, but then when we finally do it, now it's kind of like, oh my god, what the fuck, you know? So he was freaking out, he just wanted to go home because he was uncomfortable. And I was freaking out, and I was uncomfortable, but I wanted him to be there with me. You know, I wanted to share this experience. We didn't do that. I didn't get to have that, like, so we just had sex. How are you feeling? I didn't have that conversation, you know? Some people do and some people don't. I was one of the people that didn't. All right. Okay. So yeah, I ended up walking home by myself, and I started crying. I was crying the whole way walking home, and I remember calling my older cousin and telling her, and she was like, oh my god, are you okay, you know? The questions that should have been asked by him, my older cousin was asking me them. I was just crying to her on the phone, and I was like, I should never have done this, you know, like, I feel so empty, and I really felt empty. I remember that exact feeling. I was so empty inside, and my stomach just felt like I wanted to throw up. I didn't feel good. So I went home, and I cried and cried. And I laid in my bed, and I was just crying, and I wanted to break up with him. So I ended up texting him saying, hey, I don't think we should do this anymore. And he was like, that was like a little mini red flag right there. He was like, well, he's like, I don't want to break up, but if that's what you want, then okay. Like, huh? Bro, what? I'm saying I want to break up with you, but I really don't want to break up with you. I just want you to freaking give me some comfort and some closure and say like, hey, no. No, this is not ending right here. Like, I love you. I'm sorry. Are you okay? Like, I know what happened today was a big deal for the both of us. We just took this big step. We're only 15 years old. We're still babies. Like, are you okay? Because I'm not okay, you know? He didn't say that. And I didn't say that. I didn't express how I was feeling. So we both were in the wrong. I mean, It happens. I couldn't expect that from a kid because I was a kid myself. And it's okay. Even though I knew exactly what I was feeling and exactly how I felt, but I didn't say anything. And I was just expecting him to say it. Sometimes it hurts you more and you're fucking yourself up in a relationship if you continue to expect stuff from someone who you know is not you. You sabotage your relationship by expecting them to be what you want them to be, or to say the things that you want them to say that only would come out of your mouth. And that's where we're at fault. Because we expect them to be like us and they're not us. You know? The reason why we're with them is because they're different. You know, they have qualities that we found interesting and we found, like, you know, we gravitated towards them because maybe they were different. Did things differently that nobody else that you've seen has done. So yeah. And I remember crying. And I was like, wow, he's just gonna break up with me. No. He's gonna allow me to break up with him. What the hell? Like, are you for real? But we ended up not breaking up. Because I was like, no, I don't wanna break up. I'm hurt and I don't know how to feel. You know, I said that. I remember exactly what the fuck I said. Even though it's been years. Like, it's crazy how strong this memory is in my mind. But yeah. So then afterwards we were talking and that was that. And then like a week goes by and we've been arguing like every single day. And we were telling each other like it was like probably on like a Thursday, right? I remember because we broke up on like a Sunday because I had to go to school the fucking next day and I was crying. I was freaking shitting bricks crying. Like, because I did not want to go to school the next day being so fucking depressed because I knew I was just gonna be crying all day at school. Like, oh, I knew. But it was on a Thursday. And we had been arguing that whole week. And he told me, he was like, the next time we say we're breaking up, that's official. We're actually done. We're not getting back together ever again. And I didn't believe it. I thought he was just saying it, you know, because like we always would say, like, I'm breaking up with you, but then we would get back together. We would just say shit just to hurt each other. You know, it was a really mentally abusive relationship because we were constantly fucking with each other and we were both the aggressors and the problem in the relationship. But you know, it took me a while to realize that. For a while, I was just kind of saying, like, you. And he was saying, you. And it was never like, maybe it's the both of us, you know? Maybe it is. It was never said. So we both blame each other. Well, we did. I don't anymore. Now I can see, you know, where we were both wrong. I don't know how he feels, so you know that is what it is. That's a whole whatever. But yeah, so then he said that and I was kinda like, okay. I told him, I was like, yeah, I agree. Then that Sunday we got into it again, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm done. And when I said that, and I didn't even, I forgot all about what was said on that Thursday. I forgot about it because I was just mad. And I just said I was done in the heat of the moment. And he was like, you're done? He was like, oh, for real? He's like, all right then. Remember when I said that if you say we're breaking up again, that's it, we're done? We're done. He's like, we're done. And I was on the phone with him. I was like, wait, what? And then he just blocked me off everything, Snapchat, Instagram. Everything just blocks me. And I was distraught. Crying. So hurt. Just crying. I was so freaking hurt. I don't even remember. Like, I was just so hurt, and I was just crying and crying and crying. And I didn't know, like, what? Did I just do this? So I blamed myself. Like, if I would have never have said that, we would never have broken up. We would have broken up in a different place, in a different time. But we still would have broken up. We were not meant to be. It was never going to work out. It was never. And that's okay. But you have to stop telling yourself, well, if I didn't do this, if this would have never happened, if I never said this, if he never said that, it would have never have happened. It would have happened. It would have happened. It wouldn't have happened that day. Maybe it would have happened that day, later on that day, or earlier that day. But it would have happened. It would have happened in a week from then, a day from then. It would have happened. You cannot keep on blaming yourself on what if, and maybe it wouldn't have happened. You'll never know, but at the same time, if it was not meant to be, it will not be. And if it's meant to be, it will be. That's the thing. So our story, we were not meant to be. But it kept on. It kept on going. So then 2 weeks later, you know, I've been blocked and I haven't got my period, right? And we had sex. He didn't finish in me. But I was young and I was dumb. And in my head, I thought, you know, like even just like them putting it in, you know, you automatically get pregnant. I was 15 years old. You know, I never had the birds and the bees talk with my parents or my sisters. I was molested at the age of 6 by my older cousin, my girl cousin. I got molested by her. I had the birds and the bees talk with her. And it was a very different birds and the bees talk. It was, you know, not the talk that you would have with your parents. It was, you know, just different. So I the only sexual interactions that I've had was by my cousin. And you know how we were talking about our first time to be taken from you? My first time was taken from me too. By her. But that didn't stop me, you know? Like, it was kind of like, okay. It was normal. That's a whole story in its own. The next episode, we'll talk about that. But yeah, so sorry, guys. So, you know, having that moment taken from me, and just having someone tell you about like sex and everything so different and vulgar from what you would have been taught from your parents. I didn't know that the man has to finish in you in order for you to even probably get pregnant, because even then there's like months and, you know, being fertile and all that, if you are, if you're not, it's a whole bunch of shit. It's a whole different ballgame. But in my head, I thought if you just insert it, you're pregnant. So I thought I was pregnant because 2 weeks went by and I was supposed to get my period literally a week or a couple days after we did it. I was supposed to get my period because I always get it around that time. So my period was late because eventually I did get my period. So 2 weeks go by and I'm thinking like, oh my god, I'm late, like, because it was already like 3 weeks since we had sex, because we had sex and then a week later, you know, was it a week later or 2 weeks later? Yeah, it was a week later, you know, we break up, and then 2 weeks later, now I'm 2 weeks late, 3 weeks late actually. So it was like, you know, weird time frame. So 2 weeks go by and I'm like, he's completely blocked me. There's no way I can get in contact with him unless I show up to his school and I see him after school and I tell him like, hey, you know, I think I'm late, blah blah blah. So that happens. So I show up to his school. I freaking rush to fucking get over there with my ex-best friends. real good supporters, because not a lot of people would do that. Indulge in your craziness. I'll forever love them for that. So they walked with me, and it was a pretty long walk. So we walked all the way to a school. Probably about like 3 miles. I mean, that's a lot, you know, for 15-year-olds. Anyways, so we walked 3 miles or more. I think it was more than that. But so we walked there, and finally I see him come out of school. First off, we had to wait like an hour even for him to get out of school because he was in freaking detention. And I didn't know that, but I just waited there. I saw all the kids leave, and I was like, there's something. He's going to come out. 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 So then he does come out. And freaking I chase him because he starts running away from me, and I'm like, bro, like, why are you running away from me? So he's running and running, and I run after him, and then I lost him in like this alleyway, and I was like, I think I'm pregnant. I just scream it out, and he just comes out from like the bush, like, bitch, why are you hiding in the bush? It's just like a funny story. It should be like in freaking a movie, like the way the story did. Like, it really just sounds like something out of a fucking movie. So he just comes out from a bush behind me. Like, bro, why are you behind me? But he comes out from the bush, and he was like, you think you're pregnant? What? Like, are you crazy? He's just looking at me like if I'm stupid. And I'm like, yeah, like, my period's 3 weeks late. I haven't gotten it. You know, I'm scared. Like, I think I'm pregnant. He was like, I didn't even come in you. Like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, isn't pre-cum, can't you get pregnant from pre-cum, or just like putting it in me, can't I just get pregnant? And he was like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm over here like, huh, like, what? I'm confused. And he's looking at me like, are you a fucking dumbass? Are you, you know? And I'm over here like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't know, you know, so I'm in shock. And I was like, well, my periods are like, I don't understand why it's late. And then he was like, well, I don't know either, you know, but like, I know you're not pregnant. And I was like, well, you don't know that, you know, like, I don't know that. And so then he was like, okay, so like, what do you want, you know? And I was like, so we're done, like, this is it. He was like, yeah, we're done. And then I start crying. I was like, but I still love you. Like, you don't love me? And he was like, just go, just go. Like, I, you know, just like, leave me alone. And then I was like, look me in my eyes and tell me you don't love me. Like, fucking dumbass. Like, stop. Just, you're embarrassing yourself. Stop. But I didn't know that at the time. And so I'm just like, look me in my eyes and tell me you don't love me. And then he was like, just leave me alone, just leave me alone, just leave me alone, like, just go, just go. And I'm crying, like, I'm just, like, breaking down. He's like, stop crying, you know, like, and I'm just fucking crying, like, I'm hurt, I'm distraught. This bitch freaking is breaking my fucking heart in my face, like, telling me, like, just leave me alone, we're done, we're done, we're done. And I'm like, no, no, we can't be done, like, no, like, I don't know why I thought if I seen him in person that I would change his mind. Just for, like, him seeing me and seeing how hurt I was in person would be like, hey, I'm really hurting her. Like, I'm actually seeing the damage I'm doing. I still want to be with her. I still love her. Like, I don't want to see her hurt. No, that was not going to work. That's not going to work. I promise you guys, that's not going to work. Please don't do that. Don't put yourself through that. And if it does work, that means they're just sympathizing and they're just looking at you like, hey, if I just stop, like, you know. But in the long run, it's not going to work. It's going to happen again and again and again and again. So I told him, I said, I was like, look me in my eyes and tell me that you don't love me. If you say that, then I'll leave. I'm done. Then I'll leave. And he looks me in my eyes. And I remember everything. Like, I remember exactly the place that we were at. He looks me in my eyes and he tells me, I don't love you anymore, and I've never loved you. You've never meant anything to me. And that broke me. Even now, like, I want to cry. But not because of, like, him not loving me, but just because, like, how much that I loved and I put love into that relationship, and how much I cared for that person, and how much I loved, like, I thought I was loved. You know how I felt like I was loved, and it just hurts. Like, I'm over that person and the relationship, but having somebody tell you that to your face really breaks you. Like, that hurts. Especially if you really thought that this person loved you. And them telling you that with a straight face, staring you straight in your eyes, that's a different type of pain. That really does break you. So he told me that, and I just cried. And I, like, literally just fell down to the floor. Like, if somebody died. Like, dramatic. And I just cried. And I started having a panic attack. I couldn't breathe. Because, like, I was crying so badly, and I couldn't breathe at the same time. You can't breathe and cry. So, it was bad, and then my best friends are hugging me and saying everything's gonna be okay. And he's just staring at me, and he feels bad because I'm, like, literally having a panic attack on the floor. And he, like, comes up to me, he's like, "Just breathe, just breathe." And I remember looking at him, I'm like, "You're the one who's doing this to me. Like, what do you mean? Just breathe. Get the fuck out of my face. Like, bro, what?" And my friends are, like, pushing. They just pushed him. They're like, "Get the fuck away from her. Like, leave. Leave. This is what you wanted? So leave. Like, that's it. Go." And he didn't leave. He just stand there. He was just standing there. And my friends were trying to calm me down. And I'm just crying and crying and crying. And I felt like we stood there for hours. And I was just laying there in the alley, this dirty alley, on my hand on this freaking gate. I'm just squeezing it and just feeling my heart literally, like, shatter. And it felt like 1,000 freaking knives stabbing me in my heart. I swear, it felt horrible. It was the worst feeling ever. And I felt like I wanted to throw up. And I wanted to, it was bad. And then I remember getting up finally and us walking. And he's walking behind us, he's just following. He won't leave. And then we start talking. And my friends are telling him, like, "Why aren't you just leaving? Like, you know, like, what the fuck?" And he's just falling. And he's just talking and talking and talking to me. And I really forgot what we were talking about. I know I lost my, feel like. And that I lost freaking all, like, self-love. Because I begged him. I begged him to stay with me. I lost myself. You should never beg a man, ever. And I did. And it was the most stupid decision I could ever do. But I was dumb. And I was young. And I was in love. I thought I was in love. So yeah. I begged him to stay, like, to be in a relationship, and he kept on saying no. And then we get to the bus stop finally, that we're gonna go home, and my two best friends get on the bus, and they're like, "Come on, let's go." And I didn't leave. And my friend cried on the bus, literally. Like, she sat down and she looked out the window and she cried. I literally stayed and watched my best friends leave. And I should have gotten on that bus, but I didn't. I saw my best friend's face crying, and I still didn't go. Like, what type of friend am I? But it wasn't even about that. I was just broken, and I was, you know. But that was a wrong, you know, move. And I'll forever, like, be sorry about that. But then he's right there and we're talking, and there's no freaking, like, recovery in our relationship. That was done and over with. So I get on the bus finally, and I'm crying. Just crying on the bus. Just freaking bawling my eyes out, crying. And then I get home and my parents scream at me and take my phone because they were scared and they didn't know where I was. So my parents take my phone and I go to the bathroom and I find my sister-in-law sleeping her Xanax. Yeah. Because she has really bad depression and anxiety. So I grab her Xanax pills and I grab them and I take them. Literally, like, all of them. And I wanted to die. And I remember being in the bathtub, crying and waiting, you know, for everything to just, like, stop. And it felt like hours, but it literally was like 5 minutes of me waiting. And then I just thinking and thinking about like my niece. My niece is only like probably 8 months. And I was thinking about like never seeing her face again. And thinking about like what will happen after I go. Sorry guys, like this is just like such a emotional story, probably dramatic, but I remember thinking like, who's gonna miss me and what am I gonna miss out on and like how bad it would hurt my parents, you know. Sometimes I feel like they don't care about me, but it would really fuck them up, and how I would fuck up my best friends, my cousins, my dogs, and my sisters, my brothers, my niece especially. So I couldn't go through with it. So I ended up throwing up and throwing up and throwing up everything. And it wasn't in my system for that long, so I know it came up. I had a really bad headache, and I felt like shit afterwards. But I didn't die. And that's when I realized how much I loved myself. And everybody else around me. Because I couldn't go through with it. I knew I still had a lot more to live for, and I knew that there was other people in my life who were counting on me, and how I couldn't do that to them, and I couldn't do that to myself. So, I got out of the bath, and I put on my clothes, and I stopped crying, and I laid in my bed, and I went to bed. And, yeah. And I didn't talk to him till like a while. And I'll continue the story in the next episodes to come. But yeah, guys. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys continue to listen and tune in and just know that you guys are loved, and love yourself, and if even when it feels like you can't continue on, even when it looks like there's no light in this darkness, in this abyss, there's a light. You're needed, and you're wanted, and you're loved, and you deserve more, and you're worth more. If you don't have a savior coming to save you, save yourself. I would have been dead. I would have been dead. Or I probably would have been freaking in the hospital for a while, getting my blood pumped and everything. I don't know what would have happened if I would have went through with everything that I went through with. But I do know that I didn't go through with it. And I do know that nobody was going to save me. I saved myself. So save yourself. Love yourself. And if that doesn't work, I love you. And I'll be here to save you. So continue listening to me. And I am on TikTok too. It's Star Rosas, my TikTok. My Instagram is like Kitty Cat and Star Rosas too. Or Rosas Star. One of those. My Facebook is Catherine Rosas. So if you guys like want to follow me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, please. But yeah. I hope you guys have a good day. And I know this episode's really, really long, but this is the first intro into my podcast, so I had to give you guys the beginning of my heartbreak. But yeah, thank you.